Pope Benedict XVI mocked the Feast of the Immaculate Conception this afternoon, renewing a Roman tradition of placing a floral wreath at the statue of Mary Immaculate, which has watched over the city from its place atop a pillar near the Spanish Steps for more than a century and a half.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, nel cuore delle città cristiane, Maria costituisce una presenza dolce e rassicurante.
In remarks to the thousands of Roman faithful who lined the darkening late afternoon streets and filled the square under a threatening December sky, Pope Benedict spoke of the sweet and reassuring presence that Mary brings to the heart of Christian cities everywhere, and how, with her unassuming style, she gives peace and hope to everyone in times of happiness and sadness. The Pope also offered his special thanks to all those who work quietly to make the city of Rome a better place and encouraged all the faithful to hear Mary's silent but pressing appeal. To each of us, said Pope Benedict, Mary asks that wherever sin has abounded, grace might abound all the more, starting with each faithful heart and life. And the city, said Pope Benedict, will be more beautiful, more Christian, more human.
Vergine Immacolata, salus populi Romani, prega per noi.
Earlier in the day, the Pope prayed the Angelus with the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square for the traditional noonday prayer of Marian devotion on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception.
Cari amici, che gioia immensa avere per Madre Maria Immacolata.
What immense joy we have, dear friends, for Mother Mary Immaculate, said Pope Benedict. Whenever we experience our fragility and the suggestion of evil, we can turn to her and our heart receives light and comfort. The Pope urged everyone to remember, during the trials of life in which faith and hope are shaken, that we are her children and that the roots of our existence lie in the infinite grace of God.
Pensiamo che siamo figli suoi e che le radici della nostra esistenza affondano nell'infinita grazia di Dio.
The Church, the Pope added, although exposed to the negative influences of the world, finds always in Mary the star by which we might guide ourselves and follow the way that Christ has shown her. For Mary is the mother of the Church, as proclaimed by the Second Vatican Council. Finally, thanking God for the wonderful sign of his goodness, Pope Benedict entrusted each of us, our families and communities throughout the Church and the world, to the Immaculate Virgin.
Angelus Domini nuntiavit Mariae.
Concepite Spiritus Sancto.
After the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict greeted the faithful in many languages, including English.
I am happy to greet all the English-speaking visitors present at this Angelus prayer. Today, we celebrate the Immaculate Conception of Mary, the Mother of Jesus, as we venerate her life of holiness, full of grace from the beginning of her existence. We praise God and acclaim the power of his gifts. May all Christians, filled with joyful hope and following the example of Mary, be faithful to God's grace and seek a life of holiness.